We're looking this morning at Psalm 22 as we read through the Bible in a year. It's the Psalm of the Cross, and it's always been known as the Psalm of the Cross. It describes the crucifixion, and in it we see the absolute anguish of the Lord's passion. And it begins by saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But quickly then goes into praising God. It talks about his holiness and the Father's absolute power to deliver. So he goes from the anguish and he goes from, where are you, God, to verbally communicating to God the faith that he has in the power that resides within our Father God and how he can come through for him and how he can deliver him. Let's look at verse 25 from the King James. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Wow, what a powerful statement. Here in this great gathering for worship, the message says, I have discovered this praise life, and I'll do what I promised right here in front of the God worshipers. Wow, what is he saying? He's saying that in the great gathering, the congregation of the saints, I have discovered worship and praise. Amen. And what it means and the power of it and what it can do for us. And it's so beautiful that God, in his infinite wisdom, made it possible for us to praise him individually. But the majesty he's given us when we come together in worship. We were recently at the pastor's conference in Orlando, and to hear that whole room praising God together, wow, the power of it was majestic. And then to come home last Sunday and to worship together as a congregation, the preciousness of the worship last Sunday was absolutely beautiful. God has made a place for us to praise him and worship him when we're together. And there'll be different shades of that worship depending on the size and the spirit and how it's moving in that service. Hallelujah. He likes variety. A God of variety. Amen. Let me share with you what Spurgeon says about this verse. He says, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. The one subject of our master's song is the Lord alone. The Lord and the Lord only is the theme which the believer handleth when he gives himself to imitate Jesus in praise. And that's what we're doing. Jesus praised God, and we're going to imitate, we're going to be praising God too. He goes on to say, the word in the original is from thee. True praise is of celestial origin. Wow, yeah, we get to be caught up in that as we give ourselves to the Holy Spirit and where he takes us in praise. Amen. It is of celestial origin. The rarest harmonies of music are nothing unless they are sincerely consecrated to God by hearts sanctified by the Spirit. I see Tommy and Catania looking at me. You are praise worshipers. You are worshipers. And it's because of the sincerity of heart as we are consecrated and give our lives in consecration to him and our hearts are sanctified by his Spirit, that we enter into that celestial praise. Amen. Let's stand and let's say the verse from the message, which I think translates it beautifully. Let's say it together as we enter into worship. Here, in this great gathering for worship, I have discovered this praise life, and I'll do what I promised right here in front of the God worshipers.